It's that time of year again, Trey, the sweet spot in sports where baseball begins and basketball heads into the exciting home stretch to determine who will win it all.
And whether you're planning on taking your family out to watch homers or buzzer beaters, you should make sure your car has the right tires to get you there safely.
Oh, that's a great call. Goodyear knows that performance is everything, whether it's on the road or on the court or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
A scary practice crash for Jamie McMurray at Talladega.
Now, I've been lifted up before, but I've never barrel rolled like that.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
When it comes to performance, the gas pedal gets all the glory. Until, of course, something gets in its way, like the neighbor kid's ball bouncing into the street. That's why AutoZone carries Duralast brake pads and rotors. They're designed to give drivers performance behind that pedal on the left. With brake pads and rotors and a specialty tool from our Lona Tool program, AutoZone is your one stop for better stopping. Because safe is the new fast, and it's time we put the other pedal to the metal.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Country 500 Music Festival is back at Daytona International Speedway.
How do you like me, man?
With Toby Keith, Chris Stapleton, Dierks Bentley.
We're on a beach, sipping something strong.
Sugarland. Billy Currington. And so much more. Country 500. Memorial Day weekend. May 25th, 26th, and 27th. For tickets and information, visit country500.com. Sponsored in part by Budweiser.
Jamie McMurray was top of the charts in final practice at Talladega today for Sunday's Geico 500 when the left rear tire apparently blew out on his Camaro.
I heard the tire start to come apart. And you're kind of along for the ride. And the car, I think it turned to the right and then kind of back to the left. And I obviously was in the front of that draft. And then once it starts rolling, you don't have any control. You can't tell what's up and what's down. You're spinning so fast. I was just thankful. I mean, honestly, the whole time it's flipping, I was like, just please land on the right way up so I can get out.
Qualifying is 1 p.m. Eastern time Saturday, just before the Xfinity Series race. Also today, NASCAR said it's buying the ARCA Series. Details are at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What we need to figure out here is, are we dealing with maybe a little bipolarism, some rage addiction? It could be a lot of things.
Welcome in. Hour number three, just as the other two have been on a Friday, brought to you by Two Rivers Bank and Trust, the presenting sponsor for Friday's Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Two Rivers Bank and Trust in Iowa City and Coralville. You can check them out online at tworivers.bank. They offer free checking that's absolutely free. No minimum balance, no monthly service charge, and you can learn more. Two Rivers Bank and Trust member, FDIC. Love it or leave it, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the NFL draft is back. The second round is about to get underway, and we anticipate two members of the Iowa football program will have their names called. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock with the first selection in the second round. And as we watch the draft unfold, we'll let you know if Josh Jackson and James Daniels hear their name called today. Love it or leave it, as we mentioned, in a few minutes. But Alex, I think it's worth asking the question of the listeners and you and I discussing as well. Who won last night? 319-366-1600. Who had the best first round? 366-1600. My answer to that is going to be probably not the Cleveland Browns, but they can make up for it here. They have two of the first three picks in round two. I love the Baker Mayfield selection. I think it's who the Jets were going to take at three, so they take him at one. I would have taken Bradley Chubb at four instead of Denzel Ward. Chubb instead goes at number five to Denver. Mel Kiper has Iowa's Josh Jackson. Listen to me getting him confused with the former Northwestern running back. Mel Kiper has Josh Jackson as his number one available talent at the top of the board right now.
I think he gets selected pretty quickly, and according to Matt Miller, Bleacher Report, who was chatting with some NFL teams earlier today. He says that they expect a lot of interior offensive linemen to be going here early in the second round. So that means guys like Will Hernandez of UTEP and, of course, James Daniels from Iowa. But to answer your question, who won last night? How about the Baltimore Ravens?
I like that draft.
They traded back. They get their tight end in Hayden Hurst out of South Carolina. And then they trade back into the first round to get Lamar Jackson, who is an ultimate wild card, but that city has been starving for a new quarterback and somebody exciting and not just Joe Flacco checking the ball down. And Joe Flacco is a free agent after this year. He'll get a full redshirt year, Will Jackson, and then next year, maybe he's ready to go.
And as the contract situations are set up currently in the NFL, if you're a first-round pick, there are 5 years attached to that as opposed to 4 years beyond. So Baltimore could get basically a bargain fifth year if they have indeed found a starting quarterback in Lamar Jackson, who is about as accurate as they come. Teams were talking about him playing a different position in the NFL. Pretty clear Baltimore views him as a quarterback. Hockey guy on the Hertin and Stocker text line says he thinks the Giants did the best job last night. The Giants get Saquon Barkley. They are tied to James Daniels on the Sporting News' round two mock draft, which I was taking a look at earlier today. They certainly could use some help protecting Eli Manning. And so maybe we see James Daniels go within the first 10 minutes. I believe it's 5 minutes a pick in the second round and beyond. So
why does the first – let's go back to last night. The Browns making the first pick last night, and then they're making the first pick tonight. Why do they get those 5 minutes? Why can't they just be like, all right, Browns, you've had 24 hours, or you've had 365 days to decide. Make your damn pick.
Because you still got to give them time on the clock for that phone to ring and to make deals.
I get it.
You should say, hey, right from the get-go, but you're afforded that luxury with all of the other picks, so you put Cleveland on the clock and see where they go. They do have 3 minutes remaining. As a matter of fact, their pick is actually in right now. Matt in Fairfax says either the Bills or the Patriots a winner last night in the draft. The Patriots had two picks, and they went to the same school to use them. They drafted a pair of Georgia Bulldogs, and the Bills going up and getting Josh Allen at 7 out of Wyoming, so they presumably have their quarterback of the future.
We'll see how that works out in Buffalo, and will he get a full redshirt year? Will he get a full year to sit out and learn the game because he needs it? He's not ready. I said this about Mitchell Trubisky last year with the Bears, but Josh Allen, more so, is not ready to start in this league. And they have A.J. McCarron there. But I think that would be a situation where the Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, needs to completely resist the temptation of using Josh Allen right away. And I know we were talking about where the tweets from 6 years ago or however long ago they were resurfacing going to hurt Josh Allen. It really didn't affect his draft stock. And based on the draft pick of Mike Hughes by the Minnesota Vikings, I'm glad it didn't affect his draft stock, because there are worse things that some of these guys in the first round have done, or character questions about some of these guys. But the Bills, we'll see. Did they get their guy? We'll find out in a couple years.
I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of wide receivers being taken.
Absolutely.
Today, there were not a ton of them selected last night, and you've got to think the Dallas Cowboys, who have the 18th pick in round two right now, are probably thinking about wide receiver as well as tight end today. Were you as surprised as I was to see the surprise announcement that Jason Witten is retiring? Granted, he's at the end of his career. I think most of us knew that. But to believe the reports out of Dallas, they were a little blindsided. They did not expect him to announce his retirement. It sounds as if he'll be joining the Monday Night Football crew at ESPN.
I was surprised until I found out that's the reason why he's leaving. quite honestly, if I played 15 years in the NFL and my prime years are behind me, and somebody comes up to me and asks me, hey, I've got this job for you. You're going to make $1.5 million a year, and you're going to be the color commentator for 17 weeks a season on Monday Night Football. You know what? I'd probably take it. So I think it's funny, though, because the Dallas Cowboys are reportedly not happy about this, but they did exactly the same thing to Dez Bryant, and I was okay with it. I said, that's business. Now, you reap what you sow. That's business. Jason Witten has a better opportunity. He's taking it. He's retiring. It is what it is. I don't understand how the Cowboys can be angry about that.
Our poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com, since both Hawkeyes fell out of the first round, is which player is going to provide the best value? Who's going to be the biggest round two steal for an NFL team? Josh Jackson or James Daniels? Poll question brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Josh Jackson in attendance at the draft along with Kirk Ferentz, and I believe Phil Parker was there with him as well. James Daniels opted to watch the draft from at home in Ohio. And speaking of Ohio, the Cleveland Browns have taken Nevada guard Austin Corbett with the first pick in the second round. The Browns in need of some offensive line help, as are the New York Football Giants, who have the second pick here. And again, the Sporting News had James Daniels mocked to them earlier today. We could see him go off the board here in the next couple minutes. But James Daniels may have not been selected in the first round last night, but what a hell of an outfit to be there in your pajamas and then to have a what appeared to be a Hugh Hefner-esque satin or suede smoking jacket, or maybe it was a boxing robe. I don't know. I couldn't quite tell, but you've had interactions with James Daniels for the last several years here at Iowa. He's such a cool kid. He's really smart. He's not afraid to speak his mind and give you some interesting things. And he's young. He's 20. And we had somebody ask on the Hertin and Stocker text line earlier today, did he come out too early? The answer to that is no, because if you recall, James Daniels has had some injury questions throughout his time at Iowa. And when you're an offensive lineman, a big dude like that, your body can only take so much wear and tear. He's getting out. And remember, the evaluation came back on him probably late first round, second round. So he's going to go right where he was projected to. He just didn't maximize or reach the ceiling of being a first round draft pick. Not to say he can't go. Remember, Kirk Ferentz said this is the best center prospect he has ever coached. And Kirk Ferentz has been doing this for almost 40 years. And coached at the NFL, and that tells you quite a bit.
And if this were another draft, I think he would have been a first-round pick, but there are just so many interior linemen as another one goes off the board.
Yeah, we're seeing an offensive line run here, but unfortunately it's not James Daniels, it's Will Hernandez, the guard out of UTEP.
He I thought, was a first-round pick as well. There are a lot of guys that are going to be going here in the second round that I thought were first-round picks, and yeah, maybe the injury concerns were there, but Billy Price from Ohio State had them. Regardless, he's going to go into a situation where he's going to have a chance to start right away, and upside is always the word that people like to use, including Mel Kiper.
Yeah, Mel Kiper Jr., the actual real human
being.
Yeah,
that guy. Including him, and that's what James Daniels is. The age, the athletic ability, he's has a chance to be a starter right away and develop into a Pro Bowl caliber offensive lineman.
Now the Browns are on the clock again. They've got pick 35, and then Indianapolis has two picks. Josh Jackson was mocked by the Sporting News to go to Indianapolis with one of those picks. Hopefully Will Hernandez doesn't come from a wealthy family. Hopefully he doesn't get labeled that he doesn't need football. That was, apparently, they'll hold anything against you preparing for the NFL draft. But offensive linemen starting to come off the board, and so far no teams moving up and putting themselves in a position. But as we talked with Dan Kadar of SB Nation earlier today on the program, there are a lot of teams here at the top of the draft board in round two that are getting first-round talents, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that five quarterbacks were taken in the first 32 picks for just the third time in the modern era of the draft, including, as we mentioned last night, I thought the steal of the first round, Lamar Jackson from Louisville, going at 32 to Baltimore, which traded up for that pick. Jaire Alexander, who was taken by the Packers at 18, was actually in the middle of an interview when his former college teammate was selected and had a great reaction. I think, boy, the Packers really got a leader in Jaire Alexander. He seems like a kid who's really got his head on straight. Certainly no makeup or character issues there. He was overjoyed to watch his teammate become a first-round draft pick with him. Did the Browns do a good enough job with picks 1 and 4 last night? 366, 1600. Alex, how do you pass on Chubb at 4? Denzel Ward had a good season with Ohio State. He's a definite top defensive talent. But Bradley Chubb, just to me, Baker Mayfield and Bradley Chubb 1-4 would have been a grand slam for the Browns.
I think the teams are just looking at this more self-centeredly than they have in the past, and that's a good thing. I hear a lot of, and Howard Balzer brought this up yesterday. You hear people say all the time when you're talking about value, well, I wouldn't take him in the top five, I'd take him in the top 10. Well, what is the difference? And I agree. I think Bradley Chubb is a hell of a player. But if you these teams, some of these teams, including, for better or for worse, I brought up the Oakland Raiders, are saying, the hell with what you think, we're going to take who we think is the best player. And for the Cleveland Browns and John Dorsey, I hope they're right, because last time they drafted a cornerback at that area of the draft, a kid out of Oklahoma State, and his name is slipping my mind, I'll find it in a second, was a complete and total bust. So they need a corner, and hopefully for John Dorsey in his case, he hits, because I think Bradley Chubb is one of the more can't-miss defensive prospects in this draft.
Now the Bears pick at 39, so we expect to see them make a selection here in the next 15 or 20 minutes. Nick Chubb, the Georgia running back, off the board with the third pick of the second round. So Cleveland, in addition to Baker Mayfield and Bradley Chubb, drafting Austin Corbett and Nick Chubb, Denzel Ward instead of Bradley Chubb. So Mayfield, Ward, Corbett, and Chubb. The Browns have a very solid four picks there, but I just feel like they may not have made a mistake at 1-1, but I think 1-4, they may live to regret that. Now, we had somebody earlier today think that they should have drafted Saquon Barkley 1 and Baker Mayfield 4. The Jets. The Jets were eyeing Baker Mayfield at 3. I think that's the reason. He's the reason they made that trade to go up to 3, and they wound up having to settle, if you can use that term, for the player that everybody thought was the consensus number one quarterback in the draft in Sam Darnold. Let's go to the phone lines, 366-1600. Andrew in Cedar Rapids is wanting to talk about last night's first round of the draft. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Alex, the answer to your question is Justin Gilbert.
That's the one.
Cornerback from
Thanks,
Oklahoma
Andrew.
State they took, who's now at the Pittsburgh Steelers. But anyway, I agree with you guys. It was very interesting to me that they took Denzel Ward, 5'10", 3/8 of an inch, 185 cornerback. Runs a 4.38 40. That's great, but he's undersized as a corner. I mean, you look at some of the corners, Jaire Alexander, Oliver, Hughes, and Jackson, they're a lot bigger than Denzel Ward. And you have to think about it. I mean, okay, he's going to cover guys like Antonio Brown and Michael Crabtree, and some of those guys. So he's going to have to get up into them and jam them, or you know, figure out ways to push them inside and get help. I think Bradley Chubb would have been a perfect fit for that, for Greg Williams and that defense. They've got Myles Garrett on the other side, and he would have been a nightmare along with Myles Garrett to just improve that defense. So thanks, guys.
Now, thank you, Andrew. You can follow him 366-1600, and certainly Denzel Ward is a very nice player, a top 10 talent. But if I were John Dorsey and you gamble sort of on Baker Mayfield, I'm not buying into the character stuff with him.
No.
You know,
that's a guy, bunch of
the guy
malarkey.
Looks up to and emulates Brett Favre. And Favre, if he was anything, was a little bit cocky. He carried himself with the attitude that you want your quarterback to have.
The strikes against, let me recap this. The strikes against Baker Mayfield's character are, yes, the big one is a public intoxication arrest. That's not good, but there are plenty of guys in the first round, much worse issues than that. The other is the fact that he planted the flag at midfield against Ohio State, and then after getting cheap shotted three times by Kansas, who was clearly going after his head, grabbed his crotch and yelled at the other sideline. What are we talking about here? I know he's short and he's white, so people want to compare him to Johnny Manziel, but that's not a good comparison. He is not the same player, and he doesn't have the same character issues.
6385 on the Hurtin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Can someone tell Cleveland they just took the wrong Chubb? They were supposed to take the one in the first round. They did get a Chubb.
How do you, when you have Myles Garrett, how do you not
that,
say,
didn't I? Oh.
How do you not draft Bradley Chubb to go on the other side? That would be one of the most vaunted defenses in the NFL. But I guess that's John Dorsey's decision.
Well, another pick has been made. Joseph Addai of the representing the Indianapolis Colts, Darius Leonard, outside linebacker out of South Carolina State, going to the Colts with the first of their two picks. They've got back-to-back pick selections, 36 and 37, followed by Tampa Bay at 38, and then the Bears at 39. Bears, Josh Jackson, a little secondary help there.
We'll see. I obviously think that both of these guys are going to go in the first round as another interior offensive lineman comes off the board. This time, Brandon.
Is that the pick, or are they just talking about him?
Well, I thought it was the pick, but okay. I think that the Bears could use a guy like that, and hopefully here in the next few, maybe 5 or 10 picks, both of them go off the board. Like I said, there are going to be a lot of offensive linemen flying off the board, and I think that's going to continue. And the receivers are coming.
The Darius Leonard selection does appear to be the last one that's been made. So they're looking at some of the other options at this point. We'll keep you updated again. James Daniels and Josh Jackson still out there. Love it or leave it, coming up in just a few minutes. We'll step aside, take a quick break. If that's not going to get somebody that we want to talk about drafted, I don't know what will. Kyle will join us here in the studio. He's got a big board update for you, and then love it or leave it, and sprinkle in a little draft coverage if a Hawkeye goes off the board over the next 30 minutes. Back with more after this.
When I walk in the bank, there's two or three people that say, "Hey, Pat. Hi, Pat. How you doing? Thanks for coming in today." That's what makes a person feel special. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust has made the commitment to me and the other union trades in town to be that union bank.
Is it the "how can we help you" feeling Pat Loeffler and the members of Carpenters Local 308 get every time they stop by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust?
They've been there for me every single time that I've asked them. It's a hometown feel. You have a place that you can come in and sit down and talk with somebody on a personal level. That means a lot to my members. I work with Brittany, I work with John Rodriguez, I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
Or is it the cookies?
Oh my goodness. I put them in top, at top of the line. I hit their cookie counter before I leave the bank every time.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse, you know. the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids, the sports bar where the food never takes second place, the famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Hi, I'm Trent with Bob Mickey Collision in Cedar Rapids, here to remind you that if you're in an accident, it's always your choice where to get your car repaired. Stop in for a free estimate. It'll take about 15 minutes, and we'll answer any questions that you have. We take pride in taking care of our customers, and we stand behind our work with a lifetime guarantee. We work with all insurance companies, but we work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision. Stop in for a free estimate.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
Let's go to the phone lines, 366-1600. Dan in Cedar Rapids thinks the Browns made the right call taking Baker Mayfield first overall last night. Dan, what are your thoughts on the former Oklahoma quarterback?
Yeah, hey, Todd, I appreciate you having me on the show. I'm getting a little tired of the critics saying that Baker Mayfield was a poor choice, and here's why. You know, people are comparing him to Manziel, but, you know, first of all, Manziel was a jerk. People didn't like playing with him. Whereas Mayfield has no leadership issues whatsoever. Any guy on that team would take a bullet for him. He's enthusiastic. He loves football. He's going to be the type of guy that's there first in the morning when he's to leave. And you need that enthusiasm that can bring the whole team. Plus, there are no red flags with his actual game, and there were a ton of red flags with Manziel's game. So I think it was a great pick. I just wanted to weigh in on that because I think it was Mel Kiper that said it was a bad pick, and Mel Kiper's an idiot in my mind. So.
Now, thank you, Dan. And look, if Baker Mayfield were 3 inches taller, nobody would have a problem with this pick.
No, and that Dan hits on something there where we're talking about Manziel, and the biggest hits against him were the coaching staff at Texas A&M let him get away with everything. He wasn't a good teammate, and yes, there were a lot of issues with his game. He wasn't a pure passer. And he just chucked the ball up into coverage, and Mike Evans went and bailed him out. The reason that John Dorsey drafted Baker Mayfield number one overall is because of his leadership. It's because he is a hell of a competitor. Two things that Johnny Manziel was severely lacking. So the comparison comes out, and I know Mel Kiper has brought it up as well. There's no comparison. The question is, can he get thrown into the fire and succeed right away? And that's going to be answered in a few months.
Tampa Bay has taken USC running back Ronald Jones at 38, my apologies, which means the Bears are on the clock. We will know who Chicago is taking in the next 3 minutes. Right now, we know we've got to send it to Kyle for a big board update.
The NFL draft kicked off last night, and a couple Hawkeyes were disappointed not to have their names called. Both James Daniels and Josh Jackson were thought to be possible first-rounders, but neither were selected and will make tremendous value picks for somebody here at the top of the second round. They're could be selected any moment. Josie Jewell and perhaps Iowa State receiver Alan Lazard could also be in play as the second and third rounds both take place tonight. Iowa baseball has a big weekend series with Michigan beginning today at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Michigan enters with a 20-game winning streak. That's the second-best streak in the country. And leading the Big Ten at 11-0, the Wolverines are ranked number 7 by the collegiate baseball rankings. But because that streak's come against very questionable competition, they're only receiving votes in all the other polls. Iowa's Nick Allgaier is the Big Ten leader in strikeouts. He got the start today, and they're scoreless in the second. The Colonels dropped 3-4 against the Burlington Bees, ending with a 10-5 loss yesterday. Bailey Ober made his starting debut after being called up from extended spring training. He only recorded 2 outs and surrendered 6 runs before being yanked in the first, so he starts his season with an ERA of 81. The Colonels then hit the road for a weekend series with the Quad Cities River Bandits, and they're going to get started in just a few minutes. After our show, we're going to join the coverage of the NFL Draft in progress. It's going to be the second and third rounds tonight. You can hear every pick on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as 106.3 FM, the South Gym. We're also going to have the Twins and Reds, and you can hear that game on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
And we've got breaking news for you as the Bears have taken James Daniels with the 39th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft. Former linebacker Mike Singletary making the selection at the podium right now. So James Daniels, the first Hawkeye off the board, according to several reports, James Daniels taken at 39. There he is, James Daniels. To the Chicago Bears, it is. When is the last time the Bears drafted a player out of Iowa? 366-1600. It has been a long time since the Bears have had a Hawkeye on the roster that they drafted. I'm trying to recall. It's not coming to me. So that means it's probably been quite a while. But great place for James Daniels to wind up, and showing a live shot from the Children's Hospital in Iowa City as the patients there react to the first Hawkeye to go off the board. So Josh Jackson continues to slide, but James Daniels, a couple weeks ago, would you have believed James Daniels goes ahead of Josh Jackson in the draft?
Yeah, I thought there was a chance of it, but I see that James is much more well-dressed tonight. He's got the suit on, and he's ready to go. But it was just going to be all about need at the end of that first round, which is what I thought. I thought that he was going to be a first-round pick based on the way that Kirk was talking about him, and then he got a little bit of a push after the combine. But early second round, first round, pretty much the same thing, especially in this draft, which is loaded at the top.
Well, what a perfect lead-in to Love It or Leave It, because I love that pick, and I'm going to leave it at the same time because I don't want to see him have success for a team that is a bitter rival of Green Bay. But we're going to step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll breeze through Love It or Leave It and take you into the weekend. A reminder, we'll pick up round two coverage of the draft on 1600 and 106.3 FM. At the top of the hour. So congratulations, James Daniels, friend of the show, and now a monster of the Midway. Back with more after this.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it could be a bracelet Jared's experts help you create, or a special gift set just for mom, like the Flourishing Hearts gift set, just $99, or melt her heart with the Pandora Love from Mother charm, a Jared exclusive for just $55, while supplies last. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared.
NFL fans, Mel Kiper Jr. here with some inside information. The time is now to find and secure your NFL tickets for the 2018 season. The official NFL schedule has been released, and your team's tickets are flying out the door. Download the free Vivid Seats app today to easily get your tickets before it's too late. Teams are doing their part. Free agency signings, franchise tags, draft picks. It's time for you to do yours. Impact the game. Download the free Vivid Seats app to secure your tickets to your team today. Vivid Seats, the official ticket partner of ESPN.
Let's talk about Trenton. Not Trenton, New Jersey, but Trenton the truck driver. Actually, Trenton the former truck driver. I say former because in July, Trenton started class at My Computer Career. 4 months later, and Trenton has already started his IT career. How long will it take you? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's mycomputercareer.edu, mycomputercareer.edu.
Stu Gatz here for the Black Tux. For more than a year now, the BlackTux.com has been my go-to option for looking great at special events and weddings. Whether you're searching for a stylist-selected outfit or building a custom look, the Black Tux has tons of new suits and tuxedos that'll make you stand out for the right reasons. To score $20 off your purchase, it's simple. Visit the BlackTux.com/Dan. That's the BlackTux.com/Dan for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Ready?
Bring it on.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Back in black. That was a softball.
Okay, Minnesota Twins.
Double vision.
Nice. Now give me one.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Ooh, hockey. How about cold as ice?
Good. Packers?
Easy. Bang the drum.
We rule.
From stats to stacks. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Well, congratulations going out to James Daniels, the first Hawkeye player drafted by the Bears since God knows when, since we've got numerous answers coming in on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. But needless to say, it's been a very long time. I know there have been Hawkeyes who have played for the Bears. Marv Cook, after his time in New England, I believe, was with Chicago for a little bit. We've seen guys get undrafted free agent opportunities in camp with the Bears, but there hasn't been a whole lot of love for the Hawkeyes. So we'll take a look. Cortland Sutton, wide receiver, going to Denver at 40. Carolina, the Carolina Panthers on the clock now, or I should say the Oakland Raiders on the clock at 41. Josh Jackson still out there, and right now, time for Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
All right, Todd, an angry bird.
Angry Birds. That was my son's favorite movie when he was at the UIHC several months ago. But this is about a particular angry bird. Josh Rosen is not happy that he fell to number 10, taken by Arizona, who traded up to draft him. And I think I'm going to love this because he's a really intelligent kid, and now he's an intelligent kid with a chip on his shoulder. And as much as you can have a chip on your shoulder when you're still a top 10 pick, he's looking at this as, hey, there were two other quarterbacks taken in front of me. I don't have to be three quarterbacks taken in front of me. I don't have to be a fan of this, and I'm not the fourth best quarterback in the draft. I think he's going to be tremendously successful in Arizona, as we set a world speed record for Love It or Leave It tonight.
Number two.
Kirk Herbstreit.
Absolutely love this. I'm glad that Kirk Herbstreit has been added to the NFL draft set on ESPN for the simple fact of the last caller, Dan, talking about Mel Kiper. And Mel Kiper gets so wrapped up in the numbers as far as workout numbers and tape, and he doesn't get to watch these guys as much as Kirk Herbstreit. So when Rashad Penny from the Seattle or from San Diego State got drafted by the Seattle Seahawks last night, he was there while everybody was bashing the pick. He was there to say, guys, Rashad Penny is a really good player and is going to be a really good pro. So Kirk Herbstreit is an excellent addition to the draft set.
Number three.
Honesty Hour and the New York Jets.
Honesty Hour may be backfiring for the team that the guy who introduced me to the term Honesty Hour roots for. Todd Bowles, the head coach of the New York Jets, has said not once but twice refuse to say, actually, that Sam Darnold was their number one quarterback choice. I think the Jets wanted to take Baker Mayfield. Cleveland ruined their chances taking him one overall. They had to settle for Sam Darnold. Sometimes it doesn't pay to tell the truth. I'm usually a big fan of being open and honest, but if you're the Jets, it does you no good to hem and haw when asked whether Sam Darnold was your... Of course he was your number one choice. He's your quarterback now. Say that and move on, as the Raiders have traded the 41st pick to the Tennessee Titans. The Titans are on the clock. Their pick is expected to be announced momentarily.
Number four.
A historic second round, Alex.
I absolutely love this. The players that have gone off the board in the first eight picks of the second round, I think, are all going to be starters next year for their respective team, other than Darius Leonard from South Carolina State. And the fact that so many quarterbacks were taken in the first round, and then offensive linemen, the depth in the interior has led to some guys dropping, including James Daniels and including Will Hernandez. And this second round, when you look back 10 years from now, may actually be better than what we saw from the first round. So I think there are so many really good players still available. Harold Landry from Boston College is still out there. And then the wide receiver run is coming. It has already started with Cortland Sutton from SMU coming off the board, who a lot of people thought was going to be a first-round pick. So this second round is going to be great.
Number five.
Surprise retirements.
Surprise retirements. I'm going to leave this. If I were a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, Jason Witten is retiring and headed to the Monday Night Football crew with ESPN. And that caught folks in Dallas a little off guard. Now they need to find a replacement for Dez Bryant and Jason Witten. It's going to be very interesting. And a player that the Hawkeyes didn't wind up having to face in the Pinstripe Bowl goes off the board. That's Boston College linebacker Harold Landry. He's got some injury issues. Tennessee trading up to 41 to take Harold Landry. And that puts, right now, the Miami Dolphins on the clock at 42, New England at 43. Do you think they could take Josh Jackson?
It's possible. We'll see, though. I'm not going to commit to that.
Number six.
Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, the perfect fit.
Absolutely love this. The city of Baltimore has been clamoring for Ozzie Newsome to bring in a new, exciting offensive player for years and years and years. And Jason Lockenfor of CBS Sports last night was talking about the city and the fact that the second half of the year, last season, the attendance dropped. And people stopped going to the games, despite the fact that the Baltimore Ravens were still in the playoff hunt. Why? Because they're tired of seeing Joe Flacco, after getting his huge contract, check down and check down and check down and run that boring offense and have a defense that has been deteriorating over the last five seasons. So bringing in a guy like Lamar Jackson at the end of the first round, where they have 5 years on his rookie contract, they'll have a year for him to sit out, one more year of Joe Flacco, and then they could have one of the most explosive players in the NFL. I am a big fan of Lamar Jackson's. I think he was one of the great college quarterbacks of all time. I think he's going to have success in the NFL if he can learn the system, and also if he can stay healthy.
Number seven.
Getting hit in the head with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball.
I'm going to leave this. Chris Bryant out of the Cubs lineup again today, the third game now that he has missed after being beaned on Sunday. Cubs a winner today, though. Yu Darvish, 8 strikeouts. They beat the Brewers 3-2. Thanks to the winds coming in off Lake Michigan, Christian Yelich would have had a grand slam had the winds been blowing out. Instead, they knocked that ball down. I'll take it. Cubs with 2 quick wins in a row over the Brewers. Get well, Chris Bryant. They need
Number
you back.
Number 8.
No more excuses for Eli.
What have been the excuses for Eli over the past few years? The offensive line and the running game. The running game has been non-existent. So they go out in the offseason, do the Giants, and they acquire Nate Solder from the New England Patriots to protect Eli Manning. And they've already put Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard around him at the wide receiver position. So they have the ability to have one of the better passing offenses in the NFL. And what do they do with the number 2 overall pick? They drafted a generational talent at running back in Saquon Barkley. Eli Manning has won two Super Bowls, but it looks like the game might be passing him up a little bit, and he looks to be aging at a rapid rate. If he cannot succeed in this offense, assuming that Odell Beckham Jr. and Saquon Barkley and the rest of that offensive line stay healthy, then it might be a time for the Giants to start thinking about contingency plans for their signal caller.
Number 9.
All right, Todd, a big weekend of baseball in Iowa City.
It's underway right now at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes hosting number 7 Michigan. The Wolverines come into town with a 20-game winning streak. They've played some not-so-great competition in the middle of that 20-game winning streak, but I'll tell you what, I've played baseball. I've watched baseball all my life. You win 20 games in a row, you're a good team. I don't care what anybody says about questionable competition. Michigan, Iowa, great baseball all weekend long. 2 o'clock tomorrow, and then 11:05 on Sunday for the series finale. Go Hawks.
Number 10.
Pajamas.
Love, 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 love. James Daniels wasn't even drafted last night. He was selected today by the Chicago Bears just a few moments ago. But he was the talk of the Twitter sphere and social media sphere around the country because while waiting to hear his name called and sitting in what looked like a bar next to his brother, LaShawn Daniels, the 20-year-old offensive line prospect was wearing pajamas and a satin jacket. And that is going to be an image that's going to live on for in draft infamy that we're going to be looking at years and years and years down the line and remembering just how cool of a customer James Daniels is. Best of luck to him as he starts his career with the Chicago Bears, and we're still waiting to find out where Josh Jackson will be heading to play his NFL career, or at least start his NFL career.
Dolphins just had a nice pickup. Mike Gesicki, the tight end out of Penn State at 42, which puts the AFC champion New England Patriots on the clock at 43 with Josh Jackson still out there. By the way, a big thank you to Pat Hardy at allhawkeyes.com as well as a couple of our texters. Bill Anderson, 1990, so it's been 28 years since the Chicago Bears have drafted an Iowa Hawkeye. They could have taken anybody, 5th round, 6th round, 7th round. They haven't drafted a Hawkeye in 28 years. That's kind of hard to believe given the fact that they're in the heart of Big Ten country and Iowa has had some really good players. Now, the Patriots have reportedly traded the 43rd pick. So somebody's coming up, and it's the Detroit Lions coming up to 43. So New England presumably spinning that pick off into more picks or future picks next year. Don't have the details on that trade, but the Lions are on the clock. They've got about a minute and 15 seconds. So if you're a Detroit Lions fan out there, your thoughts again. Matt Patricia entering his first year as the Lions head coach. Last night in the first round, Detroit taking Frank Ragnow, a center, to bolster the offensive line. Matt Patricia, a defensive-minded guy, so trying to shore up the offense for Patricia.
I wasn't thrilled about the pick. I think that Frank Ragnow, there's a lot of projecting going on, and he was really not the same offensive lineman after an injury, a pretty severe injury last year, and I know that everybody wants to push him back into center where he was playing, but he was playing right guard, and he wasn't playing it very effectively last season. I thought that there are a lot better offensive line prospects, including two that have gone here in the second round that we've talked about in James Daniels and Will Hernandez, and Connor Williams as well from Texas, who I don't think has gone yet. I think he continues to fall down draft boards. Was not real high on the first selection of the Matt Patricia era in Detroit.
Well, we wait to see who the Lions take at 43. They will theoretically be followed by Washington, and then the Packers have the 45th pick. We'll take our final timeout. Before we do, though, I want to wish condolences to the family of Roger Hasselbrink. The Hawkeyes lost a pretty good fan recently. His memorial service, the wake, is tonight, and the funeral tomorrow. Roger's a family friend, and my sympathies going out to Joanne and the entire family. Sad to lose him last week in Arizona. We'll take a quick break. We come back, and we'll finish up happen. Maybe Josh Jackson will be an NFL player by the time we're off the air. Maybe not. Boy, this continues to surprise and confound me. Back after this.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Let Jared's experts help you mix and match to create the perfect gift for mom. And right now, you can get a free Jared exclusive Pandora piece or jewelry case with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See store and jared.com for details.
Back to the Todd Bravo Cam Show, right here on KGYN.
See what happens when you skip rehearsal.
Kerryon Johnson, the running back out of Auburn, goes to the Lions at 43, and that puts Washington on the clock with the Green Bay Packers sitting behind them at 45. There is a ton of Iowa connections with Green Bay and Iowa. We saw Micah Hyde suiting up for the Packers a couple years ago in the secondary. Could they add another former Hawkeye to their secondary? I have my fingers crossed. And boy, wouldn't that be interesting. James Daniels to the Bears and Josh Jackson to the Packers. It could happen. It may not happen. Did I just say James Daniels? Did I just spoil our final big board of the night? Maybe I did. If you're just joining us, here's Kyle.
The NFL draft kicked off last night, and a couple Hawkeyes were disappointed not to have their names called. Both James Daniels and Josh Jackson were thought to be possible first-rounders, but neither were selected, at least not until about 30 minutes ago when Daniels was selected 39th overall and went to the Chicago Bears. Josie Jewell and perhaps Iowa State receiver Alan Lazard could also be in play as the second and third rounds take place tonight. Iowa baseball has a big weekend series with Michigan beginning today at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Michigan enters with a 20-game winning streak, the second-best streak in the country, and leading the Big Ten at 11-0. The Wolverines are ranked number 7 in the collegiate baseball rankings, but because that streak has come against such questionable competition, they're only receiving votes in other polls. Iowa's Nick Allgaier is the Big Ten leader in strikeouts. He got the start tonight, and Iowa leads 1-0 after 3. The Colonels dropped 3-4 against the Burlington Bees, ending with a 10-5 loss yesterday. Bailey Ober made his starting debut after being called up from extended spring training just yesterday. He only recorded 2 outs and has surrendered 6 runs before being yanked in the first, so he starts his season with an ERA of 81. The Colonels hit the road for a weekend series with the Quad Cities River Bandits. They're playing right now, and the Colonels lead game 1 2-0 in the first. After the show, we'll join coverage of the NFL draft in progress. It's going to be the second and third rounds tonight. You can hear every pick on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, as well as 106.3 FM, the South gym. We've also got the Twins and Reds on 107.5 FM, the North gym.
So the 49ers have traded up with Washington to take the 44th pick in the draft. Josh Jackson remains, as he has been all day, Mel Kiper Jr.'s number one available talent.
Talk about a guy. Oh,
I have a feeling that, well, no, I don't want to put that pressure. My friend Michael, who's also a Packers fan, thinks Green Bay is going to look wide receiver with the 45th pick.
I think they will as well.
Josh Jackson is out there for any team that wants to come up and grab him, most likely not going to be the 49ers. Their pick is in. We're not going to be able to bring it to you, but if you're listening to us on 1600 AM and 107 or 106.3 FM, we will pick up coverage of round two of the NFL draft. 107.5 FM listeners, you get Minnesota Twins baseball tonight. It's the Twins and the Reds. Twins looking to recover from that series against the Yankees in the Bronx. What better way to do it than with the Reds? We will have complete wrap-up coverage of the NFL draft for you on Monday, beginning at 3 o'clock with Scott and Mark. Thanks for listening.